بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, question that comes to mind or should come to mind is who will go to Jannah? Who will go to Jannah? This is something we should think about. Will I be one of them who will go to Jannah? And if I say, yes, I will go to Jannah, is this based on some fact? Is there a dalil for this? Do I have some proof? Or is it some fantasy in my mind? Because as my very good friend, Hatim Harith Abdi Salam from Muscat, he made a very interesting comment. He said there are several kinds of people. He's talking about Muslims. There are several kinds of people in the world. He said one set of people are those who feel that Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Therefore, I can do whatever I like. I eat what I like, I drink what I like, I go where I like, I act like any way I like. I swallow people's property, I oppress people, I do haram, I earn haram, I spend haram, I do israf, I do anything. Whatever I want, I will do. The fact that I have a Muslim name, this is enough, and Jannat is mine. So this is one group of people whose life, if you look at their life, this is how their life is. Anything. And if you go to them and say, my brother, you are doing this thing which is haram, you say, Allah is Ghafur Rahim. You are gambling, you are drinking alcohol, you are doing all kinds of things which are prohibited, you are dealing in interest, you've got a business which is haram, you're manufacturing products which are haram. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. So this is one bunch of people. Then you have another bunch of people who are basically in the group of, when you tell them about the Akhirah, you tell them about Jannah, Jahannam, the Day of Judgment, meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on, their frame of mind is, Dil ke bahlane ko ghalib ye khayal acha hai. So, this is fantasy, this is all mythology. It's okay, you can tell these stories. We really have no belief. But they are still Muslim. They still wear a sherwani and they eat biryani. So that is the condition of being Muslim. So you've got the second set of people. And then you've got a third set of people, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them, who genuinely make the effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They try their best, to the best of their ability. Alhamdulillah, they are not Anbiya, they are not Malaika, they are not Sahaba. They, to the best of their ability, they will make sure that whatever is fard, they will do. They will stay away from haram. They will not do anything which is haram. And they will try to follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the best of their ability. And if they fail, sometimes they make tawbah, istighfar. They will give sadaqah and so on. And they will continue. They will persevere. They won't give up. Just because I miss one salah does not mean I will stop praying. No, I will, for this salah which I missed, I will pray qada, I make tawbah, istighfar, I will give some sadaqah so that Allah will forgive me. And this is a big deal for me that I missed one salah in the masjid. It's not a small thing. It's a very big thing for me that I missed this one salah in the masjid. Right? So, for them, a sin is something which is very serious. They don't take sins to be things which are, and they dump it and say, oh, Allah is Ghafur Rahim, or really it doesn't matter. No, it matters a great deal. It matters a great deal. The smallest sin is extremely important. I must avoid it. The smallest good deed I will try to do. So this is the third set of people. The question is that all of these people think they will go to heaven. Is it true? The question is that, is it true? The day will come when all such people will die, because everybody dies. You will die, I will die, everybody dies. We will all die and then we will all be resurrected. That also is true. Everyone will die and everyone will be resurrected. This is true, this is the reality, and the beauty of reality is that it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not, it is true. And one day you will see it for yourself. Then what will happen? Then the first two sets of people, the ones who believed that whatever they wanted to do, they could do, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive them, and that there is no, Allah has no choice but to forgive them. Na'udhu billah, that Jannah is theirs by right. As well as those who believed that all of this is fantasy and fairy tale, they will suddenly be faced with the reality. When they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu on His throne. When they will see the malaika, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the malaika will be saffan saffa, will be in row upon row upon row. And Allah knows the number of them. And when they see the situation of the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that specific moment for such people. And Allah did not call them kafirin, Allah did not call them mushrikeen, Allah called them mujrimeen. Allah said criminals. This is not... So in this, Muslims are included. It's not a question of only people who are not Muslim. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُقِنُونَ. Now the ayat which you heard today in the recitation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, if you could see them on that day, you will see them standing there with their heads hanging in shame. Because now suddenly it has all become clear. This whole fantasy that I lived my life in, thinking that nothing will happen to me, because my name is Abdul Rahman, because my name is Abdul Wadud, because my name is whoever, right? Because of some Muslim name. I thought this is enough. I don't have to do anything. I can live my life any way I like. Because I am Muslim, khalas, no problem. This suddenly has become clear that this is not enough. And the ones who believed that none of this exists, now you find it exists. Now what? So Allah said, if you could see them, you will see them standing with their heads hanging in shame. And they will say, oh our Rabb, Samayana wa Absarna, we have seen and we have heard. Whatever is happening here, we have seen and we have heard. Farji'ana, send us back. Na'mal salihan inna muqinun. And we will do good deeds and we will be among those who are obedient. But there is no going back. There is no going back. Send me back so that I will not take money on interest. Send me back so that I will not gamble. Send me back so that I will not drink alcohol. Send me back so that I will not use up people's properties. No. There is no going back. The world itself is finished. There is nowhere to go back. Not only is there no going back, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will end this world as we see it. There will be no earth as we know it. So there is no going back. There is nowhere to go back to. The place is gone. The root is not there. And Allah said, this is what they will say. That's it. Khalas. And then the third group. Those who used to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who used to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the best of their ability, they tried their best, they were sincere, they made tawbah, istighfar. On that day also, inshallah, they will stand in the same way that they used to stand in this dunya. And about their standing in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِ يَدُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَتَمَعًا. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah said that these are the people who stand up in the night, who get up from their strides, and they stand up in the night, بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَتَمَعَ. between the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment and the hope for his reward. And they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person stands like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from what he was afraid of, and Allah will give him what he wanted to get. There was a young sahabi who was, for some whatever had happened to him, he was dying. The people came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, he is dying, please come to see him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there and he said salam, and he asked him, what is your situation? What is your state? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I fear Allah's punishment and I hope for Allah's reward. I hope for Jannah. Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from that which you fear, and Allah will give you that which you want. That is the position. Now question is, where do we want to be? And for that also the answer is very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us very clearly in the ayat which you hear in every single Jummah khutbah. It's part of the Masnoon khutbah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha allazeena amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Allah said, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be concerned about pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be afraid of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be afraid of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the definition of taqwa. Wa qulu qawlan sadida, and speak the truth. So the first truth we need to speak is to ourselves. Go and stand and look in the mirror at your own face and say, will I go to Jannah? What is my dalil? Is there any sign in my life which tells me that I will go to Jannah? Or am I fooling myself? Qulu qawlan sadida is not only speaking truth as in communicating factual matters. No. Speaking truth is to speak truth to yourself first and foremost. And say, where am I? Where am I standing? Where am I going? قُولُ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And then if you do that, what will happen? يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will beautify your deeds. Allah will enable you to do good deeds. Allah will correct your deeds. Because now you have spoken the truth to yourself. So when you speak to the truth to yourself, you say, Ya Allah, I am in a mess. Ya Allah, help me. I make tawbah. What I know I will give up, but I have difficulties and there are things which are problematic for me. Ya Allah, help me. This is the meaning of speaking the truth is what? This is to own up to the fact that my life, I have made a mess of it. I need to correct it, and you are asking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of speaking the truth. So when you speak the truth, what will happen? Yuslih lakum a'malakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will beautify your deeds. Allah will make islah of your deeds. Allah will correct your deeds. يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive your sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the condition. I began this by saying, who will go to Jannah? Will I go to Jannah? Allah put the condition. This is the framework. Put it and see whether you will go to Jannah or not. And what is the framework? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. The one who obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sallam, faqad faza fawzan azima. That is the only person who will get ultimate success, which is Jannah. The difference between fala and fawz, fala is success, after which there is another test. Temporary success. I passed my 10th class exam, I'm not finally successful, I'm not qualified. I've qualified one exam, alhamdulillah, I passed it. Good marks, now I have to do the 12th class exam. Then I have to do the graduation, and so on and so on. Fawz is, after that examination, if you have succeeded, there is no more exam. You are home and dry. Which is Jannatul Firdaws with Allah bighayri hisab, inshallah. So who will get this? What is the framework? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Look at yourself, put this framework and say, do I fit? If I don't fit, do something about it now. There's no point in going and standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying farjiana. There's no farjiana there. There's no sending back there. Sending back is now. Send yourself back to goodness. Send myself back to the ita'at of Allah. Stop fooling yourself. Stop fooling yourself. Nobody but nobody matters except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. If anyone is compelling you or you think they are compelling you to do something which is wrong and you follow them, you are in trouble. Believe me. Don't fall into that trap. Put this framework and then inshallah al-mustaan we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are obedient to him and who are obedient to his messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and who follow in the beautiful sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to correct our amal and to forgive our sins and to grant us jannatul firdaus ta'ala bi ghayri hisab. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.